It's 7:05. This is the Municipal Budget Committee meeting, and today is the 12th of February. In attendance, we have Stephanie Helmig, Lynn Chivers,
Katrina
Niles. Katrina Niles, Bill Safi, and Ryan Young is joining us on Zoom. So, I'll have the Pledge of Allegiance first. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So our first order of business is to hire Janet.
Am I supposed to be seeing that one?
I think.
Oh, wait, he just turned his camera off, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
There he is.
There he is.
Oh, okay. He muted himself.
He muted himself? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But usually... There he goes.
Sorry, I'll turn that back on.
Okay, all right.
But usually this is the big one, and then he's supposed to be the little one.
No, he's...
That's fine.
That's fine. We don't need to know what we look like. Okay, so the first order of business, Janet Lewis has expressed an interest in being the administrator for the administrative assistant for the Budget Committee. So I think we should hire her. Would somebody like to make a motion?
I will make a motion that we hire her.
Katrina's going to make a motion that we hire Janet.
Second that.
And Bill seconds it.
We're all going to say aye.
And all in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
All right.
Okay. Excellent.
All in favor. Now, for pay, she's currently making $19.97 an hour because she's she does the minutes for the Conservation Commission. Mm-hmm. And when Joan left, she made a little bit more than that. So I think we should go ahead and pay her the $19.97, and then in a month or so we can give her a raise.
Absolutely.
Is everybody okay with that? Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
I'll
tell. Do we need to make a motion on that? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's $19.97 an hour. Do you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we offer her that and hope.
Okay, Katrina makes a motion.
Second.
Bill seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, done. Good. All right, now you can go to work.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we're going to, I don't have Sue's minutes. Sue did the minutes for both deliberative sessions, but she hasn't submitted them. So
okay.
The only minutes we have are Ryan's, so we'll just go over those. Do you have your laptop there so you can make corrections or amendments while we go along? Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to mark it up with anything as we go.
Yeah, I think that's the easiest way, and then when we're done, we're done. So I think what we'll do is we're going to, instead of just skipping around, we're going to go a page at a time, okay?
Yep.
So on the first page, it doesn't say that the motion passed. So,
it says that
after Katrina, Stephanie Helmig, the first paragraph, and Susan Gill abstained from the approval vote, but it doesn't say the motion passed. So I think we have to add in there that the motion passed.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. And then the very same thing at the end of that first paragraph. The motion is seconded by Bill, Stephanie abstained, and then the motion passed. So I just add the motion pass.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now in the last paragraph, I'm really confused. I'm looking at the middle part. It says, the chair clarified that the discussion would focus on the most current budget document. And then it says, Lynn inquired about which document the chair was using. And Susan Young clarified that previous vote had already been conducted and only confirmation was needed. Can we take out that whole sentence? Because
Yeah, that's fine by me. That's the AI.
AI, yeah. So just, I would take out that whole sentence that starts with Lynn inquired.
Guess you don't have to worry about that anymore.
And ended with needed. Just take out the whole thing.
That was because we had so many different budgets.
Yeah, I know.
Updated.
Yeah,
and
okay.
The problem with, did everyone else ever run into this? It doesn't line up the names right.
That's,
yeah.
Okay.
It's, I thought that it missed it every once in a while, but the entire meeting, it had it going from the wrong person.
Well, you know what I was wondering? I was wondering if it thinks it knows our voices. Like after maybe we said who we were in the beginning, this is Lynn Shivers, and then later on it thinks it knows our voices and gets the wrong person. I don't know.
Yeah, it totally did that. Everything that you said was Brenda said, and then everything that Stephanie said was Brenda said, and then
you can change.
Very confusing.
So I had the same problem.
So Brenda requests, and I have a problem with it, that wherever it says she said something, just say the speaker.
Hmm? Well, she has to say.
But we'll get there. Get there. I'll show you what she's talking about.
Okay.
All right, let's go to page 2. Okay, I think this one's pretty good. The first 3 paragraphs, because it kind of talks about what Stephanie was saying.
Fourth paragraph down, Coughlin.
Yeah, so where it says on the fourth paragraph, Coughlin, you can just put in a speaker.
Or Brenda.
Yep.
No, she doesn't want her name ever anywhere.
Right, either name. First
yeah.
Or last,
so just say a speaker, because she doesn't think that it's attributing what she said to her and somebody.
Gotcha.
So she just doesn't
there was
want
a spot
anything
somewhere that
to
it
her.
Said I was the speaker and I listened to it and I wasn't.
Okay, so but online.
Yeah, online you can hear whoever speaks.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're not going to change that.
Yeah, I changed. I thought I got them all. But it was
a lot.
Probably about 80% of the names had to be swapped around.
Yeah, and it's hard. I went back sometimes, and I couldn't tell who was talking. You know, it's just...
Well, yeah.
Okay.
The end, I feel like, was super condensed because it cut out the last third of the meeting. So there's no AI for... I guess it times out at 1 hour and 59 minutes.
I don't know.
Seconds.
That's what your mom said. I guess that's. I didn't know that. But
so
we don't use,
I apologize.
Well, that's fine. I think the ending is just fine. I mean, because there wasn't there wasn't a lot of discussion, and you got all the votes right.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyway,
because like Brenda didn't express a desire to understand the rationale.
How much time did you spend doing it?
Hours.
I got to 7 hours on it, and I couldn't go anymore.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, when I did a quick skim through of the way the AI spits it out, I was actually pretty impressed. I was like, wow, this really is pretty good. Until you do your read through with the audio playing in the background.
It doesn't
match
up. And
you realize that each one of those names is the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
But you went to the summary. You didn't do the first part. You went past the first part and were looking at the summary, right?
Yeah, all the words.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, the end of the third paragraph is Brenda's name again.
Yep.
You can change that. Then in the fourth paragraph, it says in the middle, Lynn then questioned where to find the explanation for this adjustment, suggesting waiting for the warrant articles. I don't recall any of that. You want to just take that out, that sentence?
Sure. This is on...
The fourth paragraph.
On the third page?
Second page.
Fourth paragraph on the second page. Okay.
And then below that is Coughlin. So that could be just a speaker.
I feel like I'm not finding that last part, the Lynn part. Oh.
It's the fourth line. Lynn then questioned where to find the explanation for this adjustment, suggesting waiting for the warrant articles. Just take all that out.
Gotcha.
Okay, then the one, two, three, the fifth paragraph, the second line, Brenda's name is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the rest is good. If any of you see anything else, stop me. Okay, we're on page 3. I was all good with page 3. Because that was more explanations. No, I think page 3 is good. Page 4.
Top of the page, Brenda.
Yeah, Brenda is at the top.
Yep.
And then it said, Lynn highlights the town's marginal approval of the proposed budget in the previous year, passing by approximately 25 votes. I remember somebody said that, but it wasn't me.
You. No.
So you can just put a speaker there.
Okay.
Another. I think it was Brenda, but I'm not positive, so I don't want to. Okay. Okay. Susie Johnson, is that somebody that was really here?
And adds her perspective.
I went.
That was the.
It was somebody in the.
Dark haired woman in the back, right?
Her name is Her name is
Chandra.
Chandra something. Hold on.
Charmalar. It's just one word.
Charmaline. Maybe. Hold on.
I think that was one of the few that had actually put on the right person.
Charlana.
Charlana.
Yeah, Charlana. So Susie Johnson is Charlana.
Oh, yeah, I definitely
would you like to know her last name, but it's
figured that out.
Yeah, she didn't give us her last name.
Okay.
And she spoke at the deliberative session.
Yes.
And she didn't give us her last name.
No.
She just said Charlana.
Okay.
Can you spell that?
Charlana.
Just like it sounds.
Charlana.
I would start with an S.
Well, yeah. Oh, it wasn't an S?
Okay. All right, so I think there we're good. There we're good. There we're good. Okay, the second to the last paragraph.
Yeah.
I was explaining my calculation.
Oh, yes.
But it says they, and it was mine. I don't want anybody to think that that was the whole budget committee. So on the second to the last line, it says this was the approach they were using. So it should say she was using instead of they.
Oh.
Because
oh, okay.
I did all that by myself.
I bet, yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's go to the next page. Okay, I see Brenda Coughlin in the third line.
Yep.
Hey, Matt.
Second paragraph. Brenda twice.
Okay, Brenda's twice in the second one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Third line and the fifth line. Now, at the very end of this one, in the last paragraph, I'm confused. A motion was made by Stephanie, unclear amount specified, but Brenda Coughlin clarified it was $11,810,000, excluding additional requests. I don't remember that.
You know, I do remember Josh bringing up the fact that, like, if you have a default number and a default number, it wouldn't leave the town a choice.
Right. And that's in there. But this is existing, but a motion. Did you make a motion? I don't remember you making a motion for $11,810,000. Did you?
I made a motion for the default budget.
But that's, the default budget was $110,000. Oh, so maybe it's just the AI got the number wrong. Okay. Yeah. Let me look, because the default, yeah. Yeah, the default is 11,100,810.
Aha.
Okay. Okay, that's...
Oh, I see.
So take out Brenda's name and change that to 11,100,810. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Okay, next page.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who is Dana?
Dana Buckley.
Oh, okay.
He was a...
He's on the school board.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, you might as well put Buckley after Dana's name. Which page are you on, Janet?
Oh, it's the second paragraph on the same page.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, at the second to the last line. Dana Buckley.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Caught my attention because that's my brother's name.
Oh, no, it wasn't him.
No, Lynn, Brenda's name has to stay in for the votes, though, right?
Yeah.
That's coming
up. Okay. Yeah, when we get to the votes, we'll leave them in.
Okay.
We're not going to say speaker voted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just...
Okay, the next page, the last paragraph, the Candy School District.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Second to the last on
the... No, the last paragraph on this page. This is... One, two, three.
It says Candy twice.
Yeah. Candy School District and Candy Educational Support.
Yeah.
I was hungry at the time.
Yeah.
Candy, gotcha.
Now, the paragraph above that, Bill makes a motion, recommends a 4% increase, roll call vote, but it doesn't show the amount. So I looked it up. 4% increase to the school budget, which is $10,820,796. Because that's what we actually voted on. That's the one that passed.
Yep.
That was $10,800,000 what?
$820,796. Okay. All right, now page 7. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
What? Oh, okay. I'm
just reading this. Reading this, bringing memories.
Yeah. Remember, we were there.
Yeah.
Okay, on the first paragraph, the fourth to the last line. Lynn proposes considering 5 part-time officers. That was not me.
That was speaker.
That was speaker.
And above that, we got to take Brenda out.
Yeah, and Brenda named speaker is about the middle of the paragraph. Okay, so that's good. That's good.
Brenda in the second paragraph.
Oh, in the second paragraph?
Yeah.
Like fourth.
Oh, yeah, the fourth line. Brenda's there.
And the sixth line.
Yep. And the sixth on the right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of Brenda here.
Can probably just do
word
replace.
Search.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do a word search.
For her name and just replace
it. Well, that's what I was going to do. You just got to make sure you go one by one because her votes, you said, are staying in.
Yeah, because you're right. The votes are staying in. Okay, so you got 2 Brendas in the second paragraph. And then the third paragraph on the left-hand side, about the middle, is a Brenda.
Now, if she's seconding something, can her name be in there?
Yes. Yes.
And if she's making a... But not if she's making a motion?
Yeah, her name has to be in there if she's making a motion or seconding. But if she's just a comment, then we'll take her name out.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay, so then the last paragraph is Brenda at the beginning.
And right above it, too.
Oh, yeah. Third to the last line in that paragraph. Okay. What are we on now? Page 5, 6.
Eight.
6, 7, 8.
We have 10 pages.
Okay, this one's okay. Let's see, I don't know if there's any Brendas in there.
Are you on 8 now?
Yeah. Yeah, that looks okay. Okay, page 9. AI called the deliberative session the delivery services. I kept looking at that thinking, what delivery services? So anyway, the first full paragraph.
And above that, Brenda Coughlin.
Oh, yeah, Brenda in the second line.
Yes. Deliberative.
Okay, and I would delete specifically regarding delivery services.
You can tell what hour the end of this yeah. thing was done at. It's probably a significant trail off.
And then the second to the last line, at the time of the delivery service, just change that to deliberative session.
Okay.
AI was getting tired also.
AI was tired too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then the rest of that looks good.
No, you got the third paragraph of the two Brendas?
Three. Oh, yeah, there's a Brenda.
And the fourth paragraph.
And there's two Brendas, yeah, in the third. And then in the fourth.
And the last one is...
Ryan chuckles in an effort to keep him crying.
I like that.
That was like such an odd thing to throw in there for...
He put it in, I bet
you. Oh,
yeah.
That
AI
one. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. That was funny. That made me laugh. You need a good laugh.
Yeah.
After going through this, you need a good laugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's for sure.
All right, last page. I think we're good.
I think that looks good.
Oh, at the very end, Katrina makes a motion to adjourn the meeting. And I put Bill seconded it, because he always does.
Okay. Yeah, which is...
And then all were in favor.
Yeah. It actually, and I looked at that, and I think the audio, no one actually adjourns it. Just for the record.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we never...
We never really made a formal decision. Well, we're adjourned.
No, so I wasn't sure what to put there, if we did just put a name in saying we adjourned.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess I'll just put it exactly how we said it. Right. And who did you want to second that?
Bill.
Yes.
Because he always
I'll second that.
All right.
Okay, Ryan. You did a great job. I tell you, this was brutal.
I got to that point and I was like, all right.
Yeah. Ryan was crying.
So you have to just change this from unapproved to approved.
At the top.
Okay.
And then the heading on the email is approved minutes. And then send the approved minutes to me and I'll send them on to the webmaster.
Gotcha.
And I think that's it. Okay? Good job.
Sounds good.
So do we need a motion to approve the...
Oh, yes. Okay.
Amended.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the minutes as corrected?
I will make a motion to approve the
Katrina
minutes as
makes
corrected.
The motion.
I will second that.
And Bill seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous.
Aye.
Minutes are approved as corrected. Okay.
Awesome.
Anything else that we need to discuss tonight? Oh, the March meeting. The March meeting is scheduled for the day after town meeting. So We usually cancel that.
So I will make a motion that we cancel the March 12th meeting.
Okay, Katrina makes a motion and Bill seconds to cancel the March 12th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so that's canceled. So our next meeting will be April 9th.
April 9th. Okay.
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 Is there a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I will second that.
And Bill seconds. Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
We're done.
Okay.